time now for the 1215 News. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for cloudy skies with a high near 80. We'll have a full forecast after the news. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation raising teachers' minimum salary to $40,000 over 4 years to address a statewide shortage of classroom teachers. The current minimum teacher salary ranges only from $9,000 to $11,000. The new law signed by Pritzker on Thursday raises the minimum to $32,076 for the 2020-21 school year. Then it will raise to $34,576 in the 2021-22 school year. Again, they will receive a raise in 2022-23, making their salary $37,076. And finally, $40,000 in the 2023-24 school year. Afterward, the minimum salary will rise based on the Consumer Price Index, subject to the review of the General Assembly. Illinois State Board of Education data from the 2018-2019 school year showed 1,848 unfilled teaching positions in school districts across the state of Illinois. Former Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a bill that would have raised the minimum salary for full-time public school teachers to $40,000 within 5 years. More news after this.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Are you ready for some football? It's time to kick off. Big savings on your grocery bill. Little Giant Grocery is sacking the competition. From country style ribs, only $1.49 a pound, to top sirloin steaks, just $4.49 a pound. Save on Kraft, Velveeta, and shells. 12-ounce boxes, just $1.79. And get all flavors of pasta sauces. 24-ounce jars, now just 79 cents each. And enjoy garden fresh California lettuce, yours only $1.19 a head. Don't get penalized for shopping elsewhere. Score a great deal today at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
You decide because you know where you belong. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi for short-term inpatient rehab, one-on-one therapy, spacious therapy gym with specialized equipment, 15 to 20 therapists in-house daily, admissions 24/7 with evals and therapy 7 days a week. You decide because you know where you belong. You decide. Wabash Christian Village in Carmi, Grace Point Rehab, 382-4644.
And now the rest of the news. Edwards County High School will hold its Gator Bowl tonight. Admission is a Gatorade or sports drink for the teams to use during their season. Here's the schedule for tonight's event. From 4:45 to 5:15 p.m., volleyball pictures will be taken. Between 5 and 6 p.m., the sports boosters will be selling pork burgers and pork chop sandwiches in the gym lobby. From 5:15 to 5:45, cheerleader pictures. And from 5:45 to 6:15 p.m., volleyball preview. From 6 until 7 p.m., the sports boosters will be selling their pork burgers and pork chop sandwiches at the field. From 6:15 to 6:45 are football pictures. 6:45 p.m., they will announce the cheerleaders, and at 6:50 p.m., they will announce the football players. And finally, at 7 o'clock, there will be a football preview. Fairfield Community High School will hold its annual Fall Meet the Mules and open house tonight. Admission is a non-perishable food item or personal hygiene product to be donated to the Wadi Food Pantry. Here's the schedule. 5 p.m., the FCHS School and Athletic Facilities will be open for the public to meet several members of staff and tour the building and athletic facility. At 5:30, Mulebackers will be selling barbecue and barbecue nachos. Cost is $5 for a barbecue, chips, and drink, or barbecue nachos and a drink. Mules flags will also be available for $20. At 5:55, cheer and football will be announced on the practice field. And from 6 to 6:50, there will be a football scrimmage. At 6:55 p.m., announcements of cross country, girls tennis, and volleyball will take place in the gym. And at 7, the Lady Mules volleyball will scrimmage. Pocket and wall schedules will be available in the front lobby of the gym or in the cafeteria. And the golf team will be introduced at the first home football game as they will be playing a match tonight. Activities will be on the practice field, and football fans are encouraged to bring a lawn chair or stand on the inside of the practice field fence. The Mules will open the season on the train yard against Cesar next week. During last school year, 17 kids nationwide were killed by motorists who failed to stop for a school bus.
During the last school year, 17 kids nationwide were killed by motorists who failed to stop for a school bus. Secretary White says the best thing you can do is be aware of your surroundings.
We're also concerned about these young people leaving home in a safe, responsible way and being able to return home, and that will not take place if the fellow who is driving the car, or the person who's driving the bus, or the young person who's trying to cross the street is not paying attention.
Secretary White says his office's Toby Tire School Bus Safety Program helps to teach kids about staying safe when getting on and off the bus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Secretary White says the best thing you can do is be aware of your surroundings. Healthcare professionals are warning about the dangers of weighted down backpacks. Children should never carry more than 10% of their body weight in a backpack. Too much weight can create abnormal stress on the body and result in chronic problems down the road. Even if the weight is right, wearing the backpack incorrectly can be just as damaging. OSF Healthcare Physical Therapist Kelly Bogwith says backpacks should be worn with both straps on the shoulders, and the bottom of the backpack should land on the low back. If your child's backpack is hitting his or her buttocks, it is too low and the straps need to be adjusted.
And if the child is leaning forward or arching their back or even just complaining of neck pain, shoulder pain, or pain or back pain, those are some things to further investigate into the proper fit of the backpack and the weight.
Parents should be choosy when choosing a backpack for their kids. Backpacks should have two wide, adjustable padded shoulder straps. These help distribute the weight in the backpack and keep them from digging into the shoulders. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that every year more than 14,000 children are treated for backpack-related injuries. And Congressman John Shimkus says he will seek re-election next year. Shimkus confirmed his plans Wednesday afternoon. He sees gun control legislation, the economy and tariffs involving China, federal gas tax increase to support a road program, and the new farm bill as issues that will likely come up during the campaign. Candidates can begin circulating petitions in early September, and the primary election will be next March with the general election in November. The city of Fairfield has a lot of older vehicles in their fleet, and Mayor Brent McGuire says the city council will discuss an alternative to buying replacements.
Yeah, we're looking at, the city has a lot of dated equipment and vehicles, and that's a big capital outlay if we were to pay for it all at once. So even that next Tuesday's meeting, we'll have a discussion specifically about street and bridge, electric and gas departments, some of their equipment and vehicle needs, doing leases to own rather than buying outright.
Tuesday night's city council meeting starts at 6 o'clock at the City Hall at 109 Northeast 2nd Street. And in other city news, Republic Services will run the bulk route for August beginning as early as August 26th. Residents should have their items out for pickup early that morning. Tires, construction waste, paints, and electronics will not be accepted. To ensure pickup, residents may call the City Hall at 842-2294 to report their address. Fairfield Memorial Hospital hosted a special luncheon to honor staff for their many years of service. Service awards were given to those who have served the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Association employees for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. Serving FMH for 5 years are Susan Renshaw of Senior Life Solutions, Raven Smothers and Lindsay Strange from Surgery, Patricia Coomer, Lisa Stratton, and Carrie Weir from the laboratory, Carol Spear of Therapy Services, Lois Rutger of Environmental Services, Lori Bolin and Melissa DeSanti of Health Information, and Nicole Fiey, MD, from Horizon Healthcare. Those serving FMH for 10 years are Tara Munoz from Surgery, Vicki James of the Emergency Department, Lisa Malam of Laboratory, Tiffany Gomez from the Business Office, Christopher Ballard, MD, Devin Green, and Wesley Thomas, MD, all from Horizon Healthcare. Serving for 15 years are Mary McCulley and Jessica Turner of Medical Surgery and ICU, Denise Spencer of Surgery, and Glenn Watson from the Laboratory. Staff members that were recognized for 20 years of service are Tracy Taylor of the Emergency Department, David Pirtle of the Laboratory, and Jennifer Bowers, the Therapy Services Director. Those serving FMH for 25 years are Deborah Spillman, the Clinical Practice Coordinator, and Stacy Blaine, Purchasing Director. Marla Hargraves, from Admitting, was recognized for 30 years of service to the organization. Catherine Bunting Williams, PhD, the FMH CEO, stated that a hospital is not just brick and mortar. It's made up of all the people who work here because they have a giving heart and the desire to improve the lives of those we serve. Among these 28 employees, there is a cumulative total of 325 years of service in our facility. It is amazing to see all of these incredible employees receive their honors. Each and every one of them have put in their hard work and dedication to the patients and our community, and we can't thank them enough for their service. The North Wayne County School Board met on August 21st in regular meeting. During the meeting, the board accepted the resignations of CMS math teacher and co-cheerleading sponsor Jennifer Burrows and CMS head cook and district food service director Tammy Ryder. The board also approved an family leave of absence request from Katie Kelly for 8 weeks beginning about September 23rd, and a leave of absence request from Deborah Churchill from August 14th through November 15th. Approval was given to renovate the CMS softball field and CHS baseball field at a cost of $54,459.60. The CHS baseball field backstop will be replaced at a cost of $12,500. Pledges of donation for the project continue to be accepted with much appreciation for the support of the community. The following were hired for the 2019-2020 school year: Mike Wood as CMS math teacher for the first semester, Angie Statt as CMS head cook and district food service director, Chastity Siddharth as CMS assistant girls basketball coach, Jennifer Saltwettle as Mount Airy Title I teacher, Vanessa Anderson as CHS yearbook sponsor, and Amanda Hutchcraft as unit secretary and bookkeeper. The 2019-2020 budget was tentatively approved, and the budget hearing will be held on September 23rd at 6:50 p.m. prior to the regular meeting, which will be held at the Mount Airy Elementary School. The DuQuoin State Fair is about to start, and the fair will feature a host of events from harness racing Friday night and Saturday night monster truck shows. The grandstand music lineup includes acts for fans of everything from rock to country to contemporary Christian music. Some of the biggest names set to perform are Wynonna, Big Noise, and the All-American Rejects. Sunday's Veterans Day Bicentennial Day event will be held in the Exhibition Hall, where organizers hope the air conditioning will make it easier for older veterans to attend. The Grand Marshal of this year's festivities is East St. Louis native Jackie Joyner Kersey. Kersey is ranked among the all-time greatest athletes in the heptathlon as well as long jump. She won 3 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze Olympic medals in 2 events at 4 different Olympic Games. The DuQuoin State Fair runs through September 2nd and opens Friday with a 5:30 p.m. ribbon cutting. And the path towards becoming an Illinois State Trooper is changing. Moving forward, the ISP will accept applications from individuals who have just an associate's degree or 60 hours of college credit. The old requirement of having a bachelor's degree is out the door, says ISP Acting Director Brendan Kelly.
And I think it was a barrier that was created, perhaps well-intentioned, but it's turned out to not be reflective of anything to do with the standards of the Illinois State Police. The training they get when they come to the academy is what makes them special, not necessarily a diploma that they may have received from some university.
Kelly says with the average cost of a bachelor's degree at $90,000, they are losing out on a number of high-quality candidates. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Currently in Fairfield at 78, we have received 1,700ths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. Would like to mention, before I start mentioning the stock market prices, would like to mention that according to Kevin Leonard of the City of Fairfield Water Department, the boil order that was issued for residents and businesses starting at the Wayne County Fairgrounds on West Main Street going west to Ron's Body Shop has been lifted. Again, the boil order that was in effect for residents and businesses starting at the Wayne County Fairgrounds on West Main Street going west to Ron's Body Shop has been lifted. Residents and businesses in that area no longer have to boil water to be used for human consumption. Water samples taken have passed inspection. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,767, down 485. The NASDAQ is at 7,815, down 175. October crude oil is at $53.44. That is down $1.91. This is Derek Donner reporting for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Clay City resident Florence M. Flo Smith died Wednesday, August 21st at her home. She was a housewife and member of the Frisky Phillies Red Hat Society. Flo Smith is survived by four daughters, Janet Venters, Joyce Smith, Joan Hambrecht, and Jean Smith, as well as five sons, Joseph Smith Jr., Jack Smith, Jay Smith, Jerry Smith, and Tim Smith, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by son James Michael Smith. Cremation rites were accorded per Flo's wishes, and there will be no services. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy for Florence Smith may be given to the family at www.meredithfuneralhome.com. Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. And just a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly on our website, WFIWradio.com. Once again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for cloudy skies with a high near 80. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 80. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 60, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 78. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 80 with a low of 65. Scattered showers on Monday. Monday's high will be around 78 with a low of 68. And then scattered showers again on Tuesday. Tuesday will have a high of 80 and a low of 65.